On the show today, we have Community Choice Credit Union's Bridget Simone talking about their Give Big effort in Jackson community and what a huge success it's become. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Bridget Simone. You are Community Choice Credit Union Spring Arbor Member Center Manager. Wow, that's quite a title you got going there. You must have a big business card.
Yes. It's a mouthful.
It is. Well, welcome to the show anyway. But we're talking about something really, really cool here, your Give Big effort in Jackson community. Can you give us a quick summary on what this is all about, what you guys are doing there in the community?
Absolutely. So recently we have kicked off our Give Big month. We actually hosted the Give Big event here at the Spring Arbor Member Center. We did a backpack giveaway, and we're able to give away 1,000 backpacks.
Wow.
to local students and organizations. The backpacks were filled with supplies to really just set the children up for success starting the new school year.
Everybody needs a little helping hand there, and boy, if you can get a backpack full of school supplies, that's huge, because that stuff adds up. My gosh,
it does.
We just sent our kiddos off to school this week, and it's no easy feat. So it's really cool you guys stepped up and did that. I mean, how many years have you guys been doing this?
Well, the Community Choice Foundation and Give Big has actually been formalized in 2008.
Oh, wow.
However, it's always been a part of the culture here at Community Choice. Originally, it started out as a Give Big weekend.
Mm-hmm.
However, as the organization grows, mm-hmm. We are definitely wanting to concentrate on all of the communities that we serve.
Yeah.
So we are very excited to announce that this year, we're not just doing a Give Big weekend. We are doing an entire Give Big month.
Wow.
So from August 21st to September 19th, the different communities that we have member centers mm-hmm. in are focusing in on different community initiatives or local organizations mm-hmm. that we might be able to step in and support.
Right on. What other things are, I mean, that's a month-long effort. Can you give us any specifics that you guys are going to be doing?
Yeah. So here in the Jackson area, we have the book bag giveaway that started off the event, but we also have team members that are donating time at the local interfaith shelter to serve meals to citizens here in the community that maybe don't have the means for the meal or maybe homeless. We also yeah. have team members that are stuffing animals to be donated to Kids Talk, which is a local organization here in the Jackson area that works with kids who are dealing with some form of abuse. We've also teamed with the Rotary Club mm-hmm. to build some wheelchair ramps
what?
For some of the citizens in the community that are handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a little piece of what we're doing here
wow.
in the Jackson area. So again, all of the communities that we serve are actually participating in different events. So there have been walks that we are supporting for Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
Different soup kitchens and things like
mm-hmm.
Of that nature, rather, in the Detroit area that are also a little closer to those member centers that are being supported, so that we're really reaching out to all of those communities.
Wow, you guys are busy.
Yeah.
Busy doing some good stuff. So how important, I mean, what does this say about your credit union, and how important is it to your credit union?
Well, the Give Big culture really runs deep here at Community Choice. The credit union philosophy is that, people helping people. We really want to put that into action
yeah.
and to assist the communities that we serve as well as our neighbors. We do it in several different ways. We do have the Community Choice Foundation, which actually provides $100,000 each year in the form of 20 different $5,000 scholarships
mm-hmm.
to students here in the state of Michigan. As long as you're a resident of the state of Michigan, you're
mm-hmm.
eligible to apply for that. And then we also donate grants to local organizations as well, which are actually funded through team member payroll deductions. We really try to live out that philosophy
mm-hmm.
in everything that we do.
Yeah, you guys are really, it sounds like you guys are firmly entrenched in your community, because there's a saying, you got skin in the game. And so it sounds like each of the employees have some skin in the game, have some skin in their community. And it's must be quite rewarding, I would think. My gosh, knowing that, hey, you know what? I'm, not only am I giving part of my paycheck, but I'm also doing stuff. There's action behind all of this stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And we do, you know, get that feedback from our team members and through all of the departments in the organization so that we are connecting with organizations, local charities that the team members have a passion about and may have already done some volunteering with those organizations as well, maybe prior in their life as well.
And it certainly gets your name out in the community in a very positive light. My gosh, I mean, not everybody does. I think it's probably they're in the vast minority in doing this amount of give back to your community. My gosh, this is huge.
Yes. Well, you know, we're really fortunate here, Mike. Community Choice actually provides each employee 24 hours each year to be able to go to these events and to support these events. So each employee can look through our list of different organizations and events and initiatives that we have so that they can really connect with that volunteering that they're doing there. So again, we're just really fortunate to have that 24 hours provided to us from the organization as well.
Well, I mean, it gives more, it just gives you more than just kind of showing up to work and then going home and showing up to, I mean, there's a deeper meaning here. And it sounds like it's, again, it's very gratifying, very rewarding, I would think.
It is. It really is. You know, when you can go out and see the smiling faces and have those quality interactions with the members of community, it really is very, very rewarding. Absolutely.
See the results right away. So what are your goals with the Give Big? What I mean, do you guys have any goals that you want to do?
Yeah.
Not just kind of like numbers wise, but maybe even kind of philosophy wise, that type of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a little bit of both there. Okay. So for the Give Big Month, we do actually, you know, our goal is over the next 30 days, we have over 300 team members. They will be volunteering over 3,000 hours of time. And again, we really just focus on those core values of our Community Choice Foundation, the human and health services, beautification and revitalization of different communities, and really honing in to help and support in those areas.
Love this message. Love this message. Bridget, last question here for you. I'll get you off the hot seat here to wrap up. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to kind of emulate your success? I mean, what have you guys learned that you could probably share with other credit unions? Like, hey, this is kind of how you do it. This is how you guys can be a success in your community and help out and all that type of stuff.
Sure. You know, we really, this is really truly a part of our culture. It's really been integrated into our culture. Yeah. Even from a recruiting standpoint, Mike, you know, that's part of our conversation when recruiting new employees. You know, what does that charitable propensity for that person look like? Is there volunteer work in their background? Those things are very important, making sure that we all identify with those same values and are able to come together as a team. And again, I really can't say enough about the fact that the organization is giving us those 24 hours to support us in doing that. So they're definitely very dedicated and very serious in supporting our Give Big culture and helping us to reach those goals in the community and being able to give back.
So cool. So cool. What a great message to end on. Bridget, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here. Congrats on the success of your Give Big effort and all that. I'm sure it's going to continue to grow and be just the success even more so than it already is. And gosh, if there's any credit unions out there who want to kind of, again, emulate your success, I'm sure they could give you guys a call and say, hey, can you help us out?
Absolutely. Feel free to reach out. And there is. We do have the communitychoicefoundation.com. The website is there. You're also more than welcome to learn some more about our initiatives and program there as well.
Awesome. Great resource to go to. Bridget, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, too.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.